Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Rock Pod, your dive into the legends, the rebels, and the downright weirdos who shaped rock and roll. I'm Jimmy, your tour guide through sound and space. And today, we're talking about a man who wasn't just a rock star. He was a movement. The Thin White Duke. Ziggy Stardust. Aladdin Sane. Today, we're celebrating the life, the music, the madness of David Bowie. Buckle up, space cadets. Welcome to the Rock Pod. So before the glitter, before the weirdness, before the orange hair, David Bowie was just David Robert Jones. Born in Brixton, London in 1947. He grew up in a pretty normal working class family. Fun fact, he got in a schoolyard fight over a girl when he was 14 and got punched so hard it left one of his pupils permanently dilated. That's why his eyes look two different colors. Bowie 1. Bully, zero. He didn't become David Bowie overnight. In fact, he spent years bouncing around in different bands with names like the King Bees and the Mannish Boys, which sound like failed 60s sitcoms, if we're honest. It wasn't until 1969 with Space Oddity that things finally clicked. Yes, Space Oddity. And no, he didn't write it because of drugs. He wrote it because he saw 2001, A Space Odyssey, and said, yep, I'm going to write a song about a lonely astronaut now. Ground control to Major Tom. Rock Pod. In 1972, the rise and fall of Ziggy Stardust and the Spiders from Mars, game changed forever. Bowie wasn't just playing Ziggy, he became Ziggy. Alien rock star from another planet, sent to Earth to save with the power of music and tight, glittery pants. It was theatrical, bizarre, gender-bending, and, for a lot of teenagers in the 70s, absolutely life-changing. Fun sidebar, Bowie once described Ziggy as one of the most dangerous characters I ever made. Why? Because he couldn't tell where Bowie ended and Ziggy started. Now, most rock stars burn out fast. Not Bowie. He reinvented himself over and over again. 1975, Young Americans. Bowie goes full soul. 1977, moves to Berlin to clean up from drug addiction. Creates the legendary Berlin Trilogy. Low, Heroes, and Lodger. Collaborates with Brian Eno. Yes. There's Brian Eno again, creates songs so ahead of their time that people still don't know what genre to call them. Is it rock? Is it electronic? Is it both? The answer? Yes. Fashion? Yeah, Bowie did it first. Gender fluidity? Bowie made it sexy in 1972. Music videos? Bowie was pushing visuals before MTV even existed. He influenced basically everyone. Madonna, Lady Gaga, Kanye West, Nine Inch Nails, The Killers. Heck, without Bowie, half of rock and pop would just not exist. Rock Pod. In 2016, Bowie dropped his final album, Black Star, just 2 days before his death. It wasn't just an album. It was a goodbye letter. The whole thing is packed with references to mortality, to passing on, to transformation. Even when Bowie was dying, Bowie was innovating. Even in death, he stayed ahead of the curve. The man literally turned dying into an artistic statement. Only Bowie. David Bowie wasn't just a musician. He was a shapeshifter, a storyteller, a cosmic explorer. He showed generations that you don't have to fit into anyone's box. You can build your own spaceship and fly off in it. Thanks for hanging out with me today, rockers. Be weird, stay loud, and remember, there's a starman waiting in the sky. If you like today's episode, smash that like button. Also, be sure to follow The Rock Pod so you can stay up to date on the latest episodes, and be sure to tell your friends about us. Want to show your support for The Rock Pod? Hit that donate button and buy us a cup of coffee. Every little bit helps. Research for this episode by me and GPT. Music by the band Silvertrip. We'll see you next time.